Whence comest thou? What wouldst thou? Thy name. Why speakest not? Speak, man. What's thy name?
If Talus, not yet thou knowest me, and seeing me does not think me for the man I am. Necessity commands me name myself.
What is thy name?
A name unmusical to the Volscian ears and harsh in sound to thine.
Say, what's thy name? Thou'st a grim appearance, but thy face bears a command in it. Though thy tackle's torn, thou show'st a noble vessel. What's thy name?
Prepare thy brow to frown. Knowest thou me?
Yes. I know thee not. Thy name?
My name is Caius Marcius. What's done to thee particularly, and to all the Volscis, great hurt and mischief. Thereto witness may my surname, Coriolanus, the painful service, the extreme dangers, and the drops of blood shed for my thankless country are requited but with that surname. A good memory and witness of the malice and displeasure which thou shouldst bear me. Only that name remains. The cruelty and envy of the people, permitted by our bastard nobles who have all forsook me, have devoured the rest, and suffered me by the voice of slaves to be hooped out of Rome. Now, this extremity hath brought me to thy half, not out of hope, mistake me not, to save my life, for if I had feared death, of all the men in the world, I would have avoided thee. But in mere spite, to be full quit of those my banishers, stand I before thee here. Then, if thou hast a heart of wreak in thee that will revenge thine own particular wrongs and stop those maims of shame seen through thy country, speed thee straight and make my misery serve thy turn. So use it that my revengeful services may prove as benefits to thee. For I will fight against my cankered country with the spleen of all the underfiends. But if so be thou darest not this, and that to prove more fortunes thou art tired, then, in a word, I also am longer to live, most weary, and present my throat to thee, and to thy ancient malice, which not to cut would show thee but a fool, since I have ever followed thee with hate, drawn tons of blood from thy country's breast, and cannot live but to thy shame, unless it be to do thee service.
Each word thou spoke hath weeded from my heart a root of ancient envy. Jupiter should from yon cloud speak divine things and say 'tis true, I'd not believe them more than thee. Oh, noble Marcius, let me twine mine arms about that body, wed against my grain and ash, and for times that broke and scarred them all with splinters. Here, I clip the anvil of my sword, and to contest as hotly and as nobly with thy love as ever in ambitious strength I did contend against thy valor. Know thou first, I love the maid I married, never man's sight drew a breath, but that I see thee here, thou noble thing, more dances my rapt heart than when at first my wedded mistress saw bestride my threshold. Why, thou Mars. Attali, we have a power on foot, and I had purpose once more to hew thy target from my brawn or lose my arm for it. Thus beat me, I 12 several times. and have madly since dreamt of encounters twixt thyself and me. We've been down together in my sleep, unbuckling helms, fixing each other's throats, and waked half dead with nothing. Worthy Marsians. Had we no other quarrel else to roam but that thou art thence banished, we would muster all from 12 to 70, and pouring war into the bowels of ungrateful Rome like a boat flood or buried. Come, go in, and take our friendly senators by the hands, who now are here, taking their leads at me, who am prepared against your territories, though not for Rome itself.
You bless me, God.
Therefore, most absolute sir, if thou would have the leading of thine own revenges, take the one half of my commission, and set down as best thou art experienced, since thou knowest thy country's strength and weakness, thine own ways, whether to knock against the gates of Rome, or rudely visit them in parts remote, to fright them or destroy. But come in. Let me commend thee first to those that shall say yea to thy desires. A 1,000 welcomes, and more a friend than e'er an enemy. Yet, Marcius, that was much.